A thousand years ago, in a forest ever free, a battle of two sisters who were just like you and me. The younger in her sadness attacked her older sis, and when she lost that battle to the moon, she was dismissed. For a thousand years, all alone up there. Those thousand years have gone, but still she does regret her actions on that day that she cannot forget. She's made amends aplenty, but they don't quench her doubt that inside there might be anger that's still trying to come out. And she's terrified, and she's terrified by what she has done. And she's terrified, and she's terrified by what she has done, a war she has begun. To keep herself in check, a monster she did create, a creature of the darkness, a nightmare that was first rate. And every night that she slept, the Tantivus took control, plaguing her with fears that began to take their toll. Oh, Luna. Oh, Luna, how could you? As the princess of the night becomes ever more frightened, whatever can she do to end this pursuit of fear and anxiety? The Tantivus grows, and the stronger it gets, the more it does seem that this here mad dream is allowed to break free. And she's terrified, and she's terrified by what might ensue. And she's terrified, and she's terrified by what might ensue. These dreams mustn't come true. The Tantivus breaks away and enters others' dreams. Luna, you must stop this creature by all possible means. Princess Luna, fear not. Luna, you know what is right. You alone have all the magic to end this eternal night. But she's terrified, oh so terrified, by what she might do. And she's terrified, and she's terrified by what she might do. But Luna, your friends are here for you, and with them at your side you can push through to confront your past, to conquer your fear, and then to move on forward and live on to happier years. And Luna,